Over the past few days, I have been thinking about some of the biggest issues Ohio State had during the college football season. And I wonder how quickly Ryan Day will address some of these issues with this football team and the Ohio State coaching staff.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for the episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 9th in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to us by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. During this episode, we will discuss if Ryan Day will address the biggest issue Ohio State had in 2023, and we will discuss what went wrong as Ohio State's basketball team for the first time all season has had back-to-back losses. But before we get to any of that, like I mentioned, I've been trying to rack my brain, put pen to paper, and discuss some things in my head about what the biggest issues about this team have been, or they were, in 2022. May it be some things on offense or defense, this team had issues, and I was just trying to put them down on paper to discuss them with you. And I could have brought just a random topic to you today on a Monday, but no, we want to discuss the biggest problem Ohio State had in 2022. And it's clearly on the defensive side of the ball. A better defense, but the defense still had one big glaring problem. Before we discuss if Ryan Day will address the issue, we must understand clearly what the issue is. And the issue was the chunk plays. I don't think anybody that has watched Ohio State play this year has seen a team that was not giving up chunk plays. Now, there may have been games earlier in the year where they weren't giving them up, but I also remember a Toledo quarterback that was connecting on big plays early in the first half of the season. I also remember some big plays, at least one against Wisconsin, at least a couple against Michigan, a few against Georgia. I remember these things, and I'm sure you do as well. Everybody thought Jim Knowles was going to come in and turn this whole thing around. And I will tell you, Jim Knowles and his scheme and what he did this year was phenomenal. The defense was a lot better than expected. The small details, they were improved. A lot of them were improved. But then all of a sudden, it comes, oh, can you tackle in space? Can you turn your head? Can you defend the ball? Can you locate the ball? Things like that, those are issues for Ohio State. Our friends at 11warriors.com that do a phenomenal job of covering Ohio State football and basketball, there was a graphic in a recent article that they put together that was describing the issue in Ohio State's defense and the chunk plays they gave up. It actually tells you how many chunk plays they gave up per level of the field. Ohio State's defense this year gave up 127 plays of 10 yards or more. Last year was 187. This year's Ohio State's defense gave up 52 plays of 20 yards or more. Last year's was 53. Worse last year in the first category. Similar in the second category. Plays of 30 yards or more. This year's defense gave up 25. Last year's 19. Plays of 40 yards or more. This year's defense gave up 18. Last year's gave up only 9. Plays of 50 yards or more. This year's defense gave up 11. Last year's 7. Plays of 60 yards or more. This year's defense gave up 6. Last year's 4. Plays of 70 yards or more. This year's defense gave up 5. 4 of them I quickly thought of when putting this together. Last year's defense only gave up 3. Of the 5 plays that Ohio State gave up that were of 70 yards or more, Arian Smith had won a 76-yard touchdown catch in the semifinal game in the Peach Bowl. Diamond Edwards had 2 runs, one of 75 yards, one of 85 yards at the latter portion of the game. And then Braylon Allen, now this one came in mop-up duty. The backups of Ohio State's defense were on the field, but Braylon Allen, Wisconsin's running back, a 75-yard run kind of up the middle when untouched, that was one. Now, these are the four of the five big plays that Ohio State gave up this year. Four that quickly came to my mind. It was another play of 70 yards or more against the Georgia Bulldogs. You get the gist. This is an issue. And this is twofold. One of it, I do believe, is a player issue. I'm not going to say this is all on Jim Knowles, the Ohio State defensive coaching staff, the quality control coaches, the GAs out of there. I'm not saying it's all on them. I will say this, though. The players play in the field. The players play the game. So I would feel like I'm a bad analyst if I were to say that, oh, it's all on the coaches. It's all on the coaches. It's all on the coaches. Nah, buddy. A lot of this is on the players. That might be contrary to popular belief. It might be easy to blame the finger at the guy that is a coach because you have a huge fandom for some of the guys on Ohio State's defense. I get that. I understand it. It's human nature. But as an analyst, I have to properly analyze this thing and look at it and say, what are the guys on the field doing this year that last year when we thought Ohio State's defense was bad, oh so bad, what's the difference? Three of the four plays that I put down on my paper were run plays. Two of those run plays were against Ohio State starters. The Braylon Allen one was against backups. I understand that should never happen, but still, it happened. The Donovan Edwards one, Donovan Edwards, I know one was up the right, I think two were up the right side, practically untouched. Got to the open field. Team speed for Ohio State is not there. And now you're seeing more about what we're discussing. Once people get past the one line of defense, the second level, sometimes those guys are eaten up by the blockers. Hey, man, that third level of safety, hey, they're not there. And if they are there, poor angle, and they're not fast enough to catch him. I didn't need to get animated. But this was a problem all year. Early in the year, Ohio State was playing good football. Latter part of the year, I don't know what happened, but there are chunk plays, not just of the 70-yard or more variety on every level that Ohio State gave up this year. It's unacceptable. If we were to go back and compare these numbers to the best team that Ryan Day had in his tenure at Ohio State as their head coach, you would look and see, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, this is crazy. That team in 2019 gave up zero plays of 70 or more yards, one play of 60 or more yards, three plays of 50 or more yards, and 10 plays of 40 or more yards. You get the gist. This isn't acceptable. If the standard is the standard, and that team was to me the best team Ryan Day has had during his tenure at Ohio State, get back to that level and then exceed that level, because if you exceed that level, there's a good chance you'll win a national championship. Now that we clearly understand what the biggest problem was for Ohio State in 2022, we have to discuss if Ryan Day will address this issue during the offseason. We'll do that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode of Locked On Buckeyes is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks again for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything you need to know about college basketball in one place. Plus, hear from Big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast. Now that we clearly understand what the biggest issue was for Ohio State in 2022, it wasn't on offense, it was clearly on defense, and they gave up way too many chunk plays. Do we think Ryan Day will address this issue in the offseason? Everybody has their own opinion. I have mine, you have yours, and I think everybody's opinion is theirs. I won't discredit somebody else's opinion. I might not agree with you, but I will not say your opinion is not valid, because you have a right to formulate an opinion based on what you watched Ohio State do in 13 games during the college football season. My gut tells me Ryan Day will address this, and I'm not sure if it's going to be a changing of quality control, him giving up play calling so he can have more hands in the offense and defense to be a more of an overseer for the entire team. I don't know what it is. I don't think you're going to see any firings on defense. I don't think Perry Eliano or Tim Walton or Jim Knowles or Larry Johnson is getting fired. I don't think any of that's going to happen. You might have to revamp some of the teaching tools that you teach and preach every single day at practice. Some of those things might have to change. But I don't think anybody's losing their job amongst the hierarchy or the 10 main Ohio State coaches that are on the football staff. Now, you may see some quality control guys come in and out, and some of the guys that are more behind the scenes helping you prepare for the week. Some of those guys that can't coach on game day, but they're still coaches with you. Some of those things might actually happen. However, I don't think anybody's getting fired. But if what we witnessed last year from Ryan Day is something that we can put some stock into and believe in, I do think with Ryan Day last year, Kerry Coombs was gone. He got rid of Al Washington and some other coaches there. He got rid of coaches at Ohio State. Matt Barnes ended up leaving, but Matt Barnes was gone. Kerry Coombs was gone. Al Washington was not retained. He brought in some coaches that are really good. Jim Knowles, Perry Eliano, Tim Walton. He brought in some good coaches. So I do think something's going to change. I don't think it's the coaching staff. But I wonder if it's something with the tools that they teach every day. Think about the tackling technique. Think about the techniques and what is taught when it comes to locating the ball once it's in the air. Think about your eye discipline and the keys that you have pre-snap to post-snap. If your pre-snap read is different than your post-snap verification, then maybe – or your post-snap verification is going to verify what's going on and confirm what's going on, but ultimately that might be different than what you thought you saw pre-snap. So maybe Ryan Day is teaching more, if you see this, this is probably going to come next. So make sure that if you see this, you alter yourself pre-snap, either in positioning or what you do as the ball is snapped, so you don't get burnt. I do think Ryan Day is going to be a phenomenal coach. I think he is a phenomenal coach. And my gut tells me Ohio State can believe that Ryan Day is going to change things. But not just Ryan Day. I think Jim Knowles, too. Like, I'm not going to say Jim Knowles was perfect in 2022. I don't think Jim Knowles had the players, the proper players, to play as defense at Ohio State in 2022. I think team speed on defense, especially the secondary, needs to get better, and ultimately that getting better will help this defense in 2023. I do think Ryan Day is going to fix some things. I don't know how or what his method or mode will be, but he has a track record, and he knows that if he loses to Michigan next year, 3 years in a row, he's on the hot seat. And how hot is that seat? Buddy, it's going to be stupid hot. So hot that Ryan Day knows he needs to have another offseason like he had last year. Because I do think that if he doesn't have another offseason like he did last year, this year, and revamp some things once again, make some drastic changes to improve the team, he could not be the head man in Columbus. I mean, let that sink in for you. If Ryan Day doesn't fix this issue and Michigan, no matter who the coach is next year, or Wisconsin, or Penn State, with who many people believe will have a better quarterback next year in Drew Aller, or Notre Dame, who has a new quarterback, or Purdue, who has a new head coach, still should be a win. And the Indiana Hoosiers, who are bad, and they can still make it get – well, this year's team was atrocious. I'm not going to lie to you. This year's Hoosier team was really, really bad. But if you don't fix some things and you still have a year like this year where you beat everybody else, don't look great at times, weird game against Iowa, 44-point win, but it still was something just looked off. You could find yourselves, and Ryan Day could find themselves on the wrong side of the game against Michigan, where the Buckeyes lose three times to them in a row. And Ryan Day is going to be wondering, man, what could I have done different in the offseason? Well, the first thing was fix some of the biggest issues the team had in the offseason. This needs to change. I don't know a football coach or a football team in America at any level that will accept this happening over and over and over and over again. And as we go back to our handy dandy graph, words all over the place. Let's say next year's defense has similar numbers to this as far as like chunk plays. Say they give up four plays of 70 or more yards instead of five. Let's say they give up four plays of 60 or more yards instead of six. 10 plays of 50 or more yards instead of 11. Let's say it's very, very similar. It's going to be a problem, man. Like, not trying to sugarcoat it. It's going to be a problem. It's also an issue, one of the biggest games of the year. Let's say we eliminate the Wisconsin game. You can't have your biggest chunk plays come. One play is 70 or more yards or 50 or more yards or multiple plays of that in one game. It can't happen in the biggest games of the year because that's how you lose. This is normal. This is common talk. If you keep having this happen over and over and over, especially in the big games, there's a good chance you're going to lose those games because that's not a formula to win. I do think Ryan Day addresses this and works to fix the issue in the offseason. I don't think it's all on the players. I don't think it's all on the coaches. I think it's a combination of all of that. The strength and conditioning needs to get better. As that gets better, I do think some of the issues we saw with the chunk plays, the big plays that Ohio State gave up on defense, I do think some of those things go away. The football conversation, it's a fun one. Working on things, fixing things. We need to fix things. The Ohio State football team does. The basketball team does as well. Because for the first time all season, they gave up. They have suffered back-to-back losses. We'll discuss what happened a day ago in their road loss to the Maryland Terrapins. We'll discuss that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net. is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball. We've got it all at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Sports betting is now legal in Ohio, and Locked On has a perfect show to help new and seasoned gamblers. Download and subscribe to Locked On Bets for daily picks and analysis wherever you get your podcasts. So we don't do much talking about the basketball team at Ohio State here on the show. We're going to change it up just a little bit as the football season has come to an end. We'll discuss and sprinkle in some more basketball talk here on the show. The Buckeyes lost to Purdue, a close one, a heartbreaker, one where you thought Ohio State was going to win the game. But late in the game, some changes on Purdue's defense were problematic for the Buckeyes in the It was a recipe for Purdue to win the basketball game. You think going on the road to Maryland, a team that you're probably a little bit even with when you don't have Zedeki, you think, hey, they can win. But I just said the Buckeyes did not have Zedeki. He had a shoulder sprain against Purdue, did not go a day ago. And that was a problem for Ohio State because Maryland quickly took advantage of Ohio State's lack of a presence down low. As Ohio State had to go away from Felix Akpara probably a little bit sooner than they wanted to. Maryland was playing small ball. And then also Felix Akpara, true freshman center, standing at 6'11". He got in foul trouble. So Chris Holtman knew he could not play them in there in this game due to the nature of Maryland's offense and the way Maryland was playing basketball. And that was a good thing for them because Maryland took advantage of the lack of a big man. The numbers tell you one thing. My eyeballs, I was described as someone that did not sound happy while watching this game. Ohio State lost the rebound battle. Thinking about size, part of the reason they lost the rebound battle wasn't because Zed Key wasn't on the court. Lack of energy and effort, man. Like, it was clear. The Buckeyes' energy and effort in this game was poor. Really, really bad. They lost the rebound battle 40-26. That's bad. They gave up 14 offensive rebounds. Even worse, they gave up 34 points in the paint and Maryland scored 80. So almost all the Buckeyes, the Terrapins' points in the, almost half of the points in the paint came, almost half the points Maryland scored in this game came in the paint. Took me a while to get that out, but I'm glad we have crossed that bridge. That's bad, man. Like, that's not acceptable. I don't care about your field goal shooting. I don't care about your three-point shooting. I don't care about how many free throws you make. If those are your numbers, giving up 34 points in the paint, team scores 80. You lose your minus 14 in the rebound battle, and you give up 14 offensive rebounds. That's energy and effort, man. I don't care. I don't care if you had a player that scores 50 points in the game. That's energy and effort, and that's not acceptable. Now, granted, on the scoring side of things, Bryce Sensabaugh had 22 points, but he also got in foul trouble late in the game, ended up fouling out. The true freshman continues to be the leading scorer for Ohio State. Justice Suing at 21 points, and that was a needed 21 points. Chris Holtman early in the game started Bruce Thornton, has not started Isaac Likely since Isaac Likely came back to the team after dealing with a family matter and missing four games this season. I'm not sure how long Chris Holtman will keep Isaac Likely on the bench. If Zed Key is not able to go the next time the Buckeyes play a game, I would not be shocked if it's Isaac Likely, Bruce Thornton, Sean McNeil, Bryce Sensabaugh, and then Justice Suing in the starting lineup, because Isaac Likely brings a steady hand, a smoothness to the game, and someone you can rely on. That steadiness that he brought to the game ultimately allowed the Buckeyes to take a five-point lead into halftime, when in the first half, their energy and effort, the lack thereof, allowed Maryland to get some open threes and some hustle plays. And I'm sitting here watching the game like, y'all don't deserve to win this game. Like, I don't care what the outcome is. Y'all are playing like y'all don't deserve to win this game. I do want to credit, and I do believe, Likely's presence in the first half allowed the Buckeyes to take that five-point lead into the break. Then came the second half. Maryland got off with, I believe it was a 16 or 18-2 run that they started the second half with. The Buckeyes had a 13-2 run later in that game in the second half. There was a portion of the second half where Justice Suing or Bryce Sensabaugh scored 15 straight points for the Buckeyes. But that was it, man. Roddy Gale Jr. Made some good plays. I believe he also had a turnover in the final 4 minutes of the game. But Maryland's energy and effort, that was the calling card in this game. That's why Ohio State lost this one. You don't want to lose one game in it, but of course you want to go undefeated. You're a competitor. Of course you want to go undefeated. But if you lose one game, you don't want to lose two in a row. And ultimately, I'll discuss more about this down the road. I'm not that concerned. I'm not as concerned about this team as I was last year's team, because I think this year's team has talent. I think this year's team has a go-to scorer. It's a little bit different than Malachi Branham. Sensabaugh's caught on to this a little bit quicker than Branham did last year. And I do think these games now will be helpful for Ohio State into February, going into March of the Big Ten Conference Tournament, then ultimately in the NCAA Tournament as well. I think these games are needed, man. The full court press and the pressure that Ohio State felt against North Carolina, felt against Purdue, the energy and effort of a small ball lineup that Maryland had, I do think it's not the end of the world. I think this team's going to be fine. I'm not saying they're not going to have more growing pains and hiccups along the way. I do think this team will grow. I also want to believe they'll grow from these moments where they've lost games that they should have won. They've been in position to win them. North Carolina winning the overtime. Purdue was a big shot from Fletcher Lawyer with 10 seconds left. And then today, excuse me, a day ago, it's being recorded on a Sunday, a day ago against Maryland, where the Buckeyes, just energy and effort was a calling card. They still had more talent and good enough talent to beat Maryland on Sunday afternoon. We're out of here on a Monday. We'll be discussing the football and the basketball all week long right here at Locked On Buckeyes. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317 at gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the college basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcasts.